Here are your latest Newcastle United headlines, and with the news with Jeff Hendrick, and he's finally completed his deal, signing a 4-year contract at St James's Park. The 28-year-old joins the Magpies following the expiration of his contract with Burnley, where he made 139 appearances in 4 seasons across all competitions for the club. He had joined Burnley for a reported fee of more than £10 million in August 2016, having made more than 200 appearances for his first club derby. He's gone on to say to NUFC TV, "It's a massive club I'm playing over the years, going to the stadium. It's one of the best stadiums to play in. I just want to get to play there. I've had over 100 games in the Premier League, but I want to keep going and keep improving with a different team. It's going to be different, the demands with a bigger stadium, the crowd and how big the club is. So I've got to take that on and keep pushing myself and striving to get better. But I am looking forward to it. I cannot wait," he said. Into other news, and young defender Kel Watts has joined Plymouth on a season-long loan deal from Newcastle. The 20-year-old has left the Magpies' pre-season training camp in Yorkshire to link up with the Pilgrims, who won promotion to League One last season. Alnwick-born Watts made his Premier League debut as a sub against Liverpool on the final day of last season, having spent time with Stevenage and Mansfield in League Two during the last campaign. Head coach Steve Bruce said, "I'm very pleased for him. It's a good move and I do believe it's the next step in his progression. He did well for us at the back end of last season. Now let's hope he can go and have a really good season with Plymouth. In terms of his education, it will do him the world of good." And Valentin Lazaro has been left baffled by the conclusion to his time at Newcastle. His agents opened up on his exit after a pretty low-key departure, barely featured towards the end of the season. He said he's looking forward to playing the Champions League with Borussia Mönchengladbach now, but remains baffled after being frozen out during his loan stint from Inter Milan. That's all then for the latest headlines. We'll have more news later.